From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. After a 24-day budget impasse, California Senate leaders have announced a possible solution. Their proposal contains no new taxes, but will impose billions of dollars in cuts to all state services. John Myers, the Sacramento bureau chief for member station KQED, and he was there for the announcement. John, this is just a proposal, so what needs to happen next?
Well, Michelle, it is still a work in progress. This was just announced this afternoon. The negotiations within the state Senate are still really coming together on the details of this. They're planning to meet this Sunday. Of course, this is a $38 billion problem over the last two budget years in California, a deficit larger than the budget of most states around the country. And it appears to be largely on spending cuts and pushing part of the problem into the out years. And it has taken them a long time to come to this.
Yes, a long time. As we mentioned, it's been a 24-day deadlock. What was the holdup?
Well, probably two things this year more than anything. First, of course, is the size of that deficit, as we mentioned, $38 billion. And secondly, really is a major ideological divide in the legislature in California here in Sacramento. The classic ideology and the classic battle of spending versus taxes. Republicans have held pretty tight on saying that we're not going to support any new taxes. It appears, almost quite frankly, that the Republicans here in California have won that battle and that the Democrats have been willing to cut far further than they were expected to.
And in making those cuts, lawmakers warned that there would be a significant rollback in state services. What are they talking about specifically?
Well, so far, the only ones that they have talked about specifically are more cuts to higher education, specifically the University of California system, probably some cuts in corrections here in California, and probably some cuts in terms of the Medi-Cal system. But beyond that, they're still trying to figure out some of the details. And honestly, one of the big sticking problems right now is the most liberal members of the Democratic caucus in the California legislature are trying to decide whether or not they'll go along with these cuts. They've maintained that they weren't willing to cut that far. And now really the burden is going to be on them to see whether or not they'll do it.
If the Senate approves this on Sunday, it will go to the Assembly. What chances does it have of passing there?
Traditionally, here in Sacramento at the state capitol, what's happened is one house has passed the state budget and the other one pretty much falls in line there and sends it on to the governor. That may not happen this year. Of all the places in Sacramento, the state assembly has been the most contentious, the most fractious, the ideological divide, the largest there. The two sides, quite frankly, haven't even been talking to each other in the state assembly for quite some time. So we're not certain how that's going to play out. And again, the burden is going to fall on the Democrats, who quite interestingly are in the majority in both houses, but appear to have made major concessions to get this budget passed.
I imagine the partisan divide is a little bit wider with this recall effort. What could be the possible sticking points in the assembly?
Probably the depth of the spending cuts, I would say. The most liberal members of the California Assembly, quite frankly, don't believe that there's anything wrong with raising certain taxes. They campaigned across California just a few weeks ago for higher income taxes for the people who earn the most money and for some higher sales taxes and things like that. So they're going to be quite hard to convince to move this forward. And as you mentioned, the recall, clearly no one says that that has been an impact. Well, actually, the Republicans have said it hasn't been an impact on the budget, but it has been the very large shadow over the state capitol, because a lot of folks are thinking that if that budget gets off the table, that Governor Gray Davis certainly has some breathing room to focus on his campaign.
John Myers, thank you very much for this report.
Thank you, Michelle.
John Myers is the Sacramento bureau chief for member station KQED.